This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The news of the migrant crisis in Europe got worse overnight. In Austria, that truck found with the bodies of mostly Syrian refugees is now believed to have held 71 people. That includes 12 women and children. Also, perhaps 150 people have drowned off the coast of Libya, en route, one imagines, to Italy. Human trafficking is, as distasteful as it is, a business. And all the smugglers and middlemen and people looking the other way take a cut of the action, driving the costs to would-be migrants way up, which means that quite often, only people of a certain means can even afford to attempt the trip, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
This is the sound of refugee celebration from people who have survived a boat ride from Turkey to the Greek island of Lesbos. Here's one of them.
We tried two times to come here. The first time they let us come back to Turkey. And then the second one is succeed.
She's got a long way to go. To Macedonia, and then Serbia, and then Hungary. And at each point, she may have to strike a different deal with a different smuggler. Babar Balak of the UN Refugee Agency was on the Hungarian border today. He said by cell phone that smugglers often trick people by offering teaser rates and then racking up the bill.
They start little, and on the way, they make you pay more and more.
Often the price depends on who you are. In Libya, across the Mediterranean from Italy, boat smugglers charge Syrians the most, upward of $1,000. Joel Milliman is spokesman for the International Organization for Migration in Geneva.
Libyans consider Syrians the most affluent of all the migrants. They would be charging top dollar to put them on a boat to Italy. All the way down to, say, a West African from Mali or Togo might be charged 400 euros.
That's about $450. But before you get on a boat, you have to get to a port in North Africa. And for many, that means crossing the Sahara Desert. Patrick Kingsley is a migration reporter for the Guardian newspaper. He talked by cell about refugees at this stage of the trip.
And it's very common for the smugglers to put a phone to their lips while they're being tortured, and they're forced to call their families, who then have to wire money. It could be $1,000, it might be much more. It just depends on how much they think your family is worth.
Kingsley figures an African route to Europe encounters five stages of smuggler payments. At each step, multiple people, drivers, militiamen, boat owners, border guards, may take a cut. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Our thanks to the BBC for their help reporting that story with us. Also, Scott talked for a long while with The Guardian's Patrick Kingsley about the business of smuggling migrants. You can hear all of that conversation at marketplace.org.